Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
We had an interesting day in the live cattle futures markets. As the market early this morning tried to go make new contract highs for this move, but then failed to hold those highs and actually sold off, with August feeders closing down $1.10 at $143.70. The Septembers were down 60 at $145.87, and then Octobers were down 60 at $146.70. That is considerably off of their highs from earlier in the trading session. August went all the way up to $145.97 before closing at $143.75. So roughly $2.40 or so cents off of their highs earlier in the day. And then the August live cattle were the only bright spot here, up 27 at $102.57. The October's down 37, December down 75. So again, a pretty disappointing day there for the cattle futures. The kills were 118,000. Yesterday they were 119, last week 119, so still lagging there. Box beef though at midday was up slightly, up $1.18 on choice at $204.75. Select finished the day up $1.17 at $191.99. And then the hog market ended the day up about 47 on the August hogs at $49.92. But quite a bit of a turnaround here after failing to hold those new contract highs.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Today's grain futures were mixed here. Corn unchanged to a half cent higher. The soybean market was unchanged to a penny lower. And then the wheats were under quite a bit of pressure here, with Chicago and Kansas City both finishing down about 8 cents. The cotton futures today up 39 at the close at 64.85. One thing to mention about the cotton here is we went through previous highs set back on July the 9th. The previous high was 64.90. Today's high was 65.05, so a little bit of resistance there at 65 cents so far, but there is some target areas above the market. On February 20th, the low that day was 69.57, and then the next day, the market gapped down on the 24th, actually. It left a gap. That gap would be filled on the low of 69.17. So that's about another 4.5 cents or so above where the market closed. And that gives us a sort of a target there to look for in terms of the cotton price. Currently, the Dow Jones is up 188. It's 27,246. The front month crude oil is 42.08, down 11 in the September crude oil. Bonds today, September, 182.08, up 5. Interest rates have remained extremely low.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.